This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back. Joe Sinclair and Dakota Poe with you at the Albia High School Fieldhouse, where the Albia Blue Demons are preparing to take on the Fairfield Trojans in the second dual meet of this evening's 50th anniversary celebration of wrestling at the high school level in Albia, folks. 96.7 and KIICradio.com is where you can catch these live broadcasts. We're going to start this one here out at 113 pounds. The 113-pound competitor for your Albia Blue Demons is going to be Kyle Sinnott. Kyle Sinnott takes the mat, shakes the hand of Chris Workman, gets in on a single leg, goes off to the double, moves up, and gets the two-point takedown 11 seconds into this match. Stand-up attempt there by Workman.
Kyle did a good job of returning him to the mat there.
He did a great job returning him to the mat. Dakota Poe up here in the broadcast area with me. And, folks, wasn't that a grand display of senior leadership that the Blue Demons trotted out there between that one-sided victory over Iowa City West and this contest with Fairfield? Now here's Kyle Sinnott. He's got the deep waist in. Tries to bar the arm on the other side. Gets off the deep waist. Switches to the butcher. Gets chest to chest. Puts him to his back, but is too quick to get back points. And now he's working a half Nelson. Keeps that butcher. But a good job by Workman to keep Kyle Sinnott from getting the back points. It was just a little bit too back and forth there, Dakota.
Yeah, he didn't quite break that 90 and keep it. Well, he broke it, but it wasn't enough to get any back points out of it. He's got to do a good job here. He's thinking this happened. He's going to get some back points here.
There
he's
got
it. He's got it pretty deep in here.
He's got it deep in there, folks. He's chest to chest with 50 seconds to go. Workman, the senior 13-pounder for Fairfield, has been victimized by the half Nelson of Kyle Sinnott. I want to thank all of those folks listening in on KIIC and KIICradio.com, the Thunder Country connection here in Albia. Brian Krall texting in there. They're listening in on 96.7. I want to thank all those listeners out there and all of our sponsors as we've got a break in the action as we're out of bounds with 37 seconds in the first period. In this first match of the second duel tonight, Albia versus Fairfield, it's Kyle Sinnott up by the 5-0 margin. He had a real nice inside shot on a single leg there. Dakota switched off to the double and kept control and was able to turn this Workman kid over. And there's a Workman-like chicken wing. And Kyle Sinnott sinks it and sticks him 8 seconds after the restart on the whistle. So call the pin for Kyle Sinnott in 1:35.
He really doesn't look like a freshman to me. He does not wrestle like a young wrestler.
I think it's the years of experience before the high school level is what got him going. I mean, he comes out here and he puts on a show for you, and he goes out there and does what he needs to do.
Well, that is his second pin of the evening, folks. Kyle did a great job in his first match. Got the pin. He wrestled at 106 pounds in his first match, so a little bit of moving around in the lineup there by Coach Wenger. Bumped Kyle Sinnott up, and it sure paid off in that 113-pound match with the six-point advance for the Blue Demons with that pin. And Jason Summers back here with us. Jason, very nice job there with all that recognition of the seniors. And a really fun night for wrestling fans here at Albia.
700 wins amongst those seniors. And, we talk about this rich 50 years of Albia wrestling. And there came a little stall in the program for just a moment. And, Joe, these kids are a part of that resurgence back. You go Dakota sitting between us here. You know, this has been the resurgence of what's always been. You've been a part of that rich Albia wrestling history.
Yep. And at 120 pounds, looks like we had a double forfeit. Double forfeit. Albia does not send a wrestler out, and neither does Fairfield. So we're going to move right up to 126, where Albia's Shadow Leshen is going to be going against, it looks like, Charlie Heisel.
Yeah, so quick slide by there for a takedown. He cut him to give 1 point to Heisel.
Took him down and let him up just that quick, and there's a double leg.
Oh, boy.
Takes him to the mat and gets up on the half Nelson, and he's got Heisel rolled up, getting back points. Heisel does a good job getting out of bounds, though. And I tell you what, Shadow had that locked up pretty tight, but they were out of bounds. Shadow cuts him. That makes the score 4-2. looked like Shadow was going to get the pin right there, Dakota. Just couldn't quite get him in bounds.
He did, but that kid's hips was out of bounds, and Shadow took that one step just too far to get out of bounds, and once you go any part out with him, you're out.
Well, there was a replay of the last one there. Deep double leg. It moves up to the half Nelson. Can't quite get control. Then he cuts him again, 6-3. Ankle pick now, and there's the two-point takedown. Makes it 8-3 for Shadow Leshen. Really quick on his feet, Shadow Leshen. Just probably fastest kid on his feet in state Iowa right now.
He is lightning fast on his feet. Whether it's double, single, he's super quick.
Yeah, and folks, I'll give you a rundown a little bit later on of some other wrestling meets that are going to be close, including Thursday in Osceola. And if you haven't had a chance to see Shadow Leshen wrestle live, it is really a fun thing to watch, and it'd be well worth your time to travel to some of these other venues and see it live and listen to it on 96.7.
How big is to get sectionals here? That is just huge. Guys to come out and another chance to see everybody, but this can really be a home mat advantage.
Definitely. I mean, it's always nice to have sectionals or districts at home. You don't got to travel far, so you're not wearing out from the ride. I mean, and you're definitely wanting to wrestle your best when you're in those situations.
Shadow with 14 seconds to go, trying to get a half Nelson or something going here. He leads 8-3. Oh, and there's a country maneuver. He just locked that thing up, got him on his back, and with 4 seconds to go, he's not quite going to have enough time to pin him. Yes, he does. 0.4 of a second.
Just set that down at the right time.
It looked like Shadow was going to run out of the clock right there, but with 0.4 of 1 second remaining, he does get the pin just ahead of the expiration of the first period, and great job there for Shadow Leshen. First period pin, that makes the score 12-0.
One of the things I think that really is a challenge here for Shadow is trying to find ways to get improvement. You know, you got guys in the wrestling room that you can go against, but you build those tendencies of everything they bring every day to practice. It's getting really good competition to make you better as you go into the state tournament.
Yeah, definitely. I know a couple weekends, last weekend, he had some tough matches, and those are what you need going into sectionals and districts going into the postseason.
Well, here at 132 pounds, Bryce Leshen, a.k.a. Darth Vader.
Yes,
he's got that Darth Vader black plastic mask on to protect his injured face, his bridge of his nose. And, boy, he's got the inside cradle locked up. Turns it into a two-point takedown, lets him up immediately. And this 132-pound looks like it's Bailey Kemp, clearly outmatched here with Bryce Leshen on the mat. Leshen having his way with him. Now he's got him rolled up and pinned. Wow. 40 seconds into that match. Give the pin to Bryce Leshen.
Didn't take much for him to set that one down. He had that locked in there pretty tight, and he did it.
Wasted no time, that's for sure. Well, he's gonna be a fierce. He is a fierce competitor, and that probably is the difference maker between him and another guy his same size. He just absolutely will his way to win, and then I don't think he feels the pressure of the world. I mean, he's loosey goosey. He's an intense guy, but I don't think he realizes all the pressures on him at times.
He's gonna be a fun kid to watch these next couple of years. That's for sure.
Forfeit there for the Blue Demons at 138 pounds. Blake Lawless comes out and collects 6 points for the Blue Demons. That advances the score to 24-0. Fairfield Trojans having trouble getting anything going here early on against the Blue Demons.
Eric Plate coming out here for another forfeit at 152.
He likes having his arm raised.
Yes, he does.
He posing.
Eric Plate collects the forfeit, makes it 30-0. It looks like we're going to have Caleb White take the mat with his team on top, 30-0.
I walked by Eric Plate on the over there sitting watching his teammates after he got done wrestling, and he started chanting, undefeated. Of course, he's had two matches and two forfeits, but hey, their varsity wins.
Well, it's nice to have a full lineup here.
Amen.
And have the flexibility with a couple of injuries here for the Blue Demons. Have kids like Eric Plate coming in and picking up some spots and some valuable points for the Blue Demons. And there's an ankle pick by Caleb White, takes his opponent, Mitch Taglar, down to the mat, lets him go again. So with that takedown and escape, Caleb White on top, 2-1 at 152 pounds. And there's a nice single leg shot in there again. White with his leg on. Yep, just took him right down. Just kind of swept that leg and took him right to the mat. 4-1 the score now.
Caleb's going to work that bar arm half here on the bottom that he does so well. And he's going to look for some back points here in the first period with a minute 20 to go.
He switches that half over to the chicken wing, walks the head, gets the figure four on it. Now goes chest to chest, reverses the half, and with minute 13 to go, pins his opponent. And Blue Demons have really come out aggressive against this Fairfield Trojan squad. That's the fourth pin for the Blue Demons to go along with a couple of forfeits, and it's a 36-0 advantage for Albia.
I think this senior night atmosphere has kind of got their hearts pumping coming into this match. They're really showing what they're made of out here.
They're making it look really easy, and this is not the sister of the poor's Fairfield wrestling team.
No, definitely not.
Bryce Lunsford is a talented junior wrestler for the Fairfield Trojans. He takes the mat against Griffin Osing at 160 pounds, and we're underway. Wrestlers on their feet. Fairfield in the black singlet. Albia, the red, white, and blue. Two officials on this mat right now. And seen pretty good officiating tonight, Dakota. A lot of times we can't say that, but these officials are that we're seeing so far doing a good job. And I'll probably jinx them right here, and we'll disagree with something that they do. But
definitely, I know Mark Halverson pretty well. He's been out here a while, and seems like we got a new ref out here that he's training out. He's here watching and whatnot. And the other guy out here, he's doing. They're all good coaches. I've seen our refs. I've seen them out here.
Osing with the double leg takedown. Puts the deep waist in now. Sit out move there by Lunsford. Taken away by Osing. He tries the tilt. Can't make that work. Tries to get off with the chicken wing on the right side. Still has the deep waist in on the left. Moves up. Bars the arm on the left side now. Tries the power half on the left side. He's riding on the right side. Now he breaks him down. Tries to put the head and hold there near the circle at the outside of the mat. Now Osing just bars the arm. Pulls him back in. 48 seconds left, first period action. Griffin Osing on top, 2-0 over Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield. Now they're out of bounds with 44 seconds to go, and Osing's going to cut him to make the score 2-1.
Work on something. You talk about the officials doing a good job here. The number of officials I've seen here, and I don't know all their names, I'm starting to learn them, but that are here watching tonight.
Oh, yeah.
In the stands.
And, you know, there are a lot of officials that they love the sport of wrestling. That's why they're doing the officiating, and I'm sure they can appreciate a 50-year tradition with only five coaches here at Albion. Some of these old-timers have come out to enjoy a great night of wrestling here in the Albion High School Fieldhouse, where Griffin Osing, with 15 seconds to go, is competing at 160 pounds with a 2-1 lead, drops in on a single leg, can't get that, and now a heavy corkscrew right there, and Osing just kind of powered his way out of that one. It looked to me like Lunsford kind of had leverage there, and time expires with score 2-1.
Definitely. Griffin did a good job of keeping that elbow there when he got in that front headlock situation, and it's hard to score from that when you keep that elbow tight, and Griffin did a very good job at that.
Want to give a shout-out to Edwards-Jones and Albia, helping bring you this broadcast, Sheraton Valley Electric, Dr. William Adler, and the Benton Place Apartments.
All right. Well, here we've got Fairfield taking the top position. Griffin Osing's down off the whistle. His first move is a stand-up. He's back on the mat now. Now, half Nelson attempt there by Lunsford. Osing stands up, wipes it off. Lunsford drops down to a single leg. Whizzer being applied now by Osing. A little bit of an angle there on that knee, and Osing has to go back down to the mat to avoid getting that knee wrenched. So a minute and 28 left, and now a stand-up by Osing again. Whizzer, but they're out of bounds with 1:23 left in the second period. A 2-1 lead for Griffin Osing. And I'm impressed with Lunsford riding Griffin Osing here in the first 38 seconds of this second period. And Lunsford just, he puts that half Nelson in there even when he really doesn't have the right to, Dakota.
Yeah, he throws that in there right away. Griffin's doing a good job of clearing his arm. He's going to have to build up here. He got broke down here. Work up to his feet or sit out and work and put two together here.
Lunsford with hand control now and a corkscrew ride. And now he drops down to the knee, and Griffin grabs the ankle on the other side. Oh, and yeah. Now Griffin looks like he's going to get
good
out.
Good job.
Looks like he's going to get out. And Lunsford hangs on but can't avoid the reversal. And a really good job there by Griffin Osing. putting two moves together to get out there.
Definitely. He was in a good scramble position there, and he came out on top of it. He's a really good scramble situation real wrestling.
Well, that's a 4-1 score now, and that extra point for the reversal instead of the escape is big. That coach, you could hear from Fairfield saying, one, not two, but it was too late. Griffin had already gotten behind and was able to get that reversal. Now he's riding with the deep waist, goes up, gets the chicken wing, bars the arm. Lunsford posts the opposite side leg, and he's trying to scoot towards the out-of-bounds circle. Osing turns him back in, but a great job posting the leg by Lunsford, and with 8 seconds to go, is able to get back to his base. And we're going to go to the third period with a three-point advantage for Griffin Osing in an excellent 160-pound match here on this blue mat at the Albia Fieldhouse.
Well, Griffin's an outstanding wrestler. You know, he's a Saturday type of wrestler. What I mean by that, at the well. But his confidence has been a little bit shaken the early part of this year, Dakota.
Yeah, I think he's cutting a lot of weight down, and it's really messing with him. But when he gets down there and he's doing the right things, when he gets down there, he'll be able to come back from that.
He's such a fierce competitor.
There's an ankle pick attempt there by Osing. Now they're tied up here underway, both wrestlers on their feet in the third period. Osing cut his opponent to start this third period. That makes the score 4-2. And there's a pretty chippy hand slap there by Lunsford. Pretty chippy there. And referee Mark Halverson right on it. Took the whistle out of his mouth for a second to say something. I think he's probably saying, we won't have any more of that, boys, as we count down through a minute and 27 seconds remaining here in this regulation of this match. Osing tied up with Lunsford. It's Albia's Griffin Osing. Now there's Lunsford in there on a single leg. Does a real good job getting control over. And Osing with a whizzer in there in danger of giving up this takedown. But he keeps the whizzer in. Now Lunsford still back on the ankle. Whizzer being applied by Lunsford.
Oh, nice.
That whizzer is
fighting that off.
A little bit of an angle on that knee I don't like there, Dakota.
Looking at a stalemate here. Yep. Definitely. Yep. This calls a stalemate. We're going to come back to our feet.
And that's a win for Griffin right there.
Yeah, Lunsford was in there really deep on a nice corner shot on Osing's left leg. So Osing, like to see if he can try something a little bit more aggressive here and extend his 4-2 advantage. Oh, and there's a real nice shuck. And goes down to the single leg. And he's got Lunsford where he wants him. There's a two-point takedown. And what a great shuck there by Griffin Osing.
I've watched Griffin go from aggressive to just all different types of wrestler. And here he's really wrestling really conservative, setting up his shot really good. But when he gets that shot, he's guaranteed to get the takedown because he sets it up so well. He's working for some back points here with 17 to go in the third period, though.
We're going to count down through the final 10 seconds of this 160-pound match. Albia is going to stay perfect in this dual meet with the 6-2 win for Griffin Osing at 160 pounds. And really like the way that he's still out there working with the last tenths of the seconds remaining. So big win there for Griffin Osing. And Lunsford there, Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield, put up a good struggle. He goes down 6-2. And Kit, you can tell he doesn't like losing there, Dakota.
Yeah, he looks like he's a competitive wrestler. I mean, he gave Griffin a good match here, what Griffin needs going into this, going into sectionals. I mean, he needs those three-minute matches to get him in that endurance and stuff that he needs.
Here's a look at how 170 can look totally different.
Yeah,
Dalton's compact and put together Dalton Folkerts and a long, lanky opponent.
Well, here's Dalton Folkerts competing at 170 pounds. He's going up against Austin Francisco, a talented senior on this Fairfield squad, one of the captains of their team. And both wrestlers are on their feet. Dalton comes in, gets a single leg, elevates that single leg, goes off to an ankle pick on the other leg, and takes down his 170-pound opponent from Fairfield, Austin Francisco.
Dalton doing a good job riding here on top. The minute 30 to go in the first period, 2-0. He's working an arm bar in here. He's got the arm bar chicken wing, going to walk out and tee out a little bit and try to turn for some back points, if not the pin here.
Francisco doing a really good job posting that other leg, but just that quick, Dalton throws a half in on the other side, turns it into a double chicken wing, and he's collecting back points and pins him in 53 seconds. And that was an impressive pinning combination there for Dalton Folkerts. He was trying to turn him over with the chicken wing. The kid posted his leg real hard, and Dalton just snuck the half in on the other side and Sunkey's hips and turned it into a double chicken wing pin.
Yeah, definitely. He did a good job changing over moves there. Started out that bar arm chicken wing, and it wasn't working. And he got his hips up and threw that half in and set it down for the pin.
He looks so comfortable at that weight, Dakota. And you look at Dalton's career last year. What a tremendous comeback for him at the end of the year. But he's been through a lot of adversity.
Yes, he has, and he's overcoming that stuff very well. And he's coming out here this year and showing you what he's made of.
A real good feel-good story out here on the mat at the 182-pound weight class for the Albion Blue Demons. It's Zach Armstrong, new to wrestling, new to team sports. He'd never suited up in football, wrestling, or anything. He gets taken down by his Fairfield opponent here in the first period and struggling to bridge off of his back, but in 31 seconds gets pinned. But Zach Armstrong, first year out for wrestling. That's the first time he's been a varsity wrestler, and I'm sure a moment that he will not forget. And congratulations, Zach Armstrong, on your debut into the ranks of the varsity wrestling world.
Well, anybody that goes out on that mat and wears a singlet, first of all, that's an accomplishment. That is a big accomplishment. But competes in the sport of wrestling. Dan Gable said it best. There are no losers when you compete on the mat. No,
oh, yeah, that's no. It's the greatest sport. You know, football is just a tune-up for wrestling. Everybody knows that.
Good point. I think Coach Dayton might have a little different perspective, but we'll take it either way. A trip to the Unidome, a trip to the well.
You know, the football and wrestling, those two sports go hand in hand. Football is going to help you out with wrestling. Wrestling is going to help you out with football in so many ways.
And Coach Wenger has sent out his 220-pounder from the last round for this 195-pound match. It's Jacob West. He's out there. Looks like he's going to compete against Randy Pugh. So
looks a little closer to the similar weight here.
Yeah. Oh, there's a just a power cow catcher there by Pugh, and he dumps Jacob West onto his back. And West in a little bit of trouble here in the early going. He's going to have to fight to get off of his back, and he does. So it's going to be a three-point near fall, but just a little cow catcher, quick as a cat. Pugh got West on his back. Now he cuts him, and it's 5-1.
Jacob West doing a good job here. He got a little ding here in the first period, 5-1. Hopefully he can recover from this, which his attitude, I'm sure he could.
Jacob West, a great attitude out there. He's competing for the Albion Blue Demons right now at 195 pounds. Ooh, good double leg takedown there by Pugh from Fairfield. Albion leading this meet by the margin of 45-6, and that insurmountable total guarantees that the Blue Demons are going to go 2-0 on the evening. But right now, there's a minute two remaining in the first period. 195-pounder for the Blue Demons. Jacob West takes the down position on the restart after going out of bounds. In a match brought to you by People's State Bank and Albion Motor Company, south of the square in Albion, two locally owned hometown businesses proud to bring you Blue Demon Athletics all season long. Now we've got an equipment problem for Mr. Pugh from Fairfield.
Dakota, a tough day at Marshalltown for Albion by the standards that people are setting in the Albion locker room. But evidently you guys had a real strong meeting on Sunday night to talk that over.
Yeah, I wasn't fortunate enough to be there, but I heard all about it. I kept in touch with my brother about Saturday and what was going on there. Lost a couple duels. I mean, not saying it's a good thing to lose, but it keeps you building because you know you can be beat. It keeps you going back in that wrestling room, and it keeps you wrestling tough in there and building to be the best. I mean, good things came out of it. Not all bad came out of it.
Well, Joe, you were there, and this Albion team is—it's going to get everybody's best shot. You know, we've gone from the team with chasing the bullseye to the team with the big old bullseye right on its back.
I guarantee you, Albion had a little bit of bad luck in their loss against Norwalk, but when Grinnell took the mat against Albion, they were trying to avenge that home loss that Albion put on them back in the first week of the season. And I really think it was a good wake up for the young men that compete for Coach Wenger's team, and I think we're seeing the fruits of a rededicated effort here tonight as the Blue Demons are very aggressive on the mat. Now, here's a fireman's
nice
carry attempt by Jacob West, and he's going to make it work. If he can get a hold of that head, I think he couldn't quite get the back points, but that's a two-point takedown. The score is now 4-7 in favor of Fairfield's Pugh. So Pugh got his chin strap adjusted, and Jacob West came out and really nice fireman's carry there.
Yeah, definitely. He got in deep on it, and he did what he had to do to get that takedown, too. End of the first period here, it's going to go 4-7.
Fireman's carry, folks, a really fun move to see live. The wrestler that executes it, both wrestlers are in the neutral position, and if you've ever seen the pictures of a firefighter carrying a person out of a burning building to safety, that's kind of what it looks like right before the wrestler that's getting taken down winds up on the mat. And there's a locking hands violation.
Oh, nice set out. Then Jacob nearly got out of it. Oh, and look at a switch over. He's got him on his back, guys. This Jacob sits back. He might get the pin here.
Well, he's going to be leading it. He's got a four-point move there.
Wow.
And he was trailing 4-7, so it's going to be 8-7 now. And the official was a little bit out of position, or it would be 9-7 because they didn't give him the back points. They said he was out of bounds. So it's only 6-7. We're only in second period. 15 seconds gone here in the second period. Jacob West covers his opponent. Now he's got him broken down on the mat, and looks like a rejuvenated Jacob West here ever since Randy Pugh went to the side of the mat to have his headgear chin strap repaired.
He just misses some more reps on the mat. Really, that's going to be Jacob's benefit, is to keep on getting reps.
He's doing a great job riding his kid. He's got the corkscrew in on him. Now he moves up, tries to get a half Nelson going. Can't get that working, so he's going to try a power half. Gets a stall call against his opponent, Pugh.
Keep moving, keep working.
Now Pugh stands up after that.
Oh, nice
stand
job.
Up, sit out by Pugh, and West just powers him back to the mat. This is fun to watch, folks. Two very evenly matched wrestlers. It's a 6-7 advantage for the Fairfield wrestler, Randy Pugh, over Albie's Jacob West at 195 pounds. We've got a minute to go in the second period.
Jacob West is doing a very good job riding on top here. He's changing up his moves, which might bite my words here because he's in a pretty difficult situation.
Well, a really quick sit out there by Pugh, and Jacob didn't quite trail him quick enough, and Pugh with that sit out, and we got a stalemate. That was a quick stalemate. I'm glad to see that.
Well, this could be a huge match for him with confidence.
Yeah, definitely.
This Pugh kid's no slouch. I think he might be, and he probably has some relatives left in Albia. Aaron and Rose Pugh, they were a couple of cheerleaders and athletes for the Albia Lady D's back in the early 1980s. And I think they relocated over to Fairfield after graduation, and this might be some of their relation there. So maybe a little bit of an Albia tie here for Randy Pugh.
Oh, get back up.
Good single leg shot there by Jacob West. Counter is the sprawl for Pugh, and we got 28 seconds to go. Wrestlers on their feet after that escape by Pugh. The score is 6-8. Now Pugh in on a single
leg. Oh, nice job.
Jacob West did a good job countering that single leg.
He kept his... called it out of bounds.
Oh, no, no.
Called it out of bounds on a really good counter move there by West.
He's got 5 points left on the mat. At least 4, that is. You know, he had the back points and now a takedown at the edge of the mat.
Well, really not a great shot in there by Pugh, but a great job on the counter by Jacob West. And now West on his feet. It's the second period in an 8-6 contest. Single leg there, shot by West. Looked like he might be going to try that.
Oh. Right at the...
So there's a last second takedown.
That's really been the only move his opponent has, is the shuck move.
Just kind of slides it by, a little slide-by move there for Pugh.
Jacob counters that. He'll turn that into his own points.
I don't think this match is going to end in 6 minutes. I think it's going to be something less than that. I think Jacob West is going to take him down here and get a pin.
Oh, nice sit-out switch.
Pugh, from the down position, hits a sit-out switch to perfection, doubles up the score on Jacob West for Albia, 6-12 now. Pugh cuts West, and now it's 7-12 after that escape. Wrestler's looking a little bit fatigued. Oh, there's an underhook by West. Can't quite make that work. Pugh cuts him again, 14-7 now. And it looks to me, Dakota, like Pugh getting a little bit sloppy here. Maybe West be able to catch him.
Yeah, Pugh looks like he's kind of running out of wind here. He's cutting him like he's not, but he gets kind of sloppy on that double leg he's taking. He's trying to do it just a pop-and-go double, and if West can catch him here with his hips
low. Oh, he tries that.
West takes a nice single leg here.
West got that single leg in there. He needs to kind of bring it around. Looked like he's trying
Nice.
Oh, now he's got him on his back. If he can grab his head, folks, he's got the single leg in on the right. If he can grab his head, he'll have the inside cradle. He does grab the head. Can't quite get the cradle to work, but he gets the takedown to make the score 10-14 with 45 seconds to go. So Jacob West working hard on top. Pugh from Fairfield at 195 pounds to his base. Oh. There's that sit-out switch, and a slick move there for Pugh. He works it again. Now a sit-out of his own for Jacob West, and Pugh cuts West with 35 seconds to go. Here we go, 11-16. A five-point move for Pugh, or for West, would tie this up against Pugh from Fairfield. There's a double leg in there by Pugh, and out of
I guess they've been fair about it.
They're out of the mat, out of the circle.
I thought they were really going to expand that a little bit, but they, at least in this match,
he's been consistently calling them outside the circle at an early point. Jacob West, with only 14 seconds to go, needs to hit some big move here. He needs to go. There's only 10 seconds remaining. He's trailing this thing by the 11-16 margin. A little bit of a desperation shot with 8 seconds to go. And Jacob West is going to run out of time and go down in this one by the score of 18-11.
He's going to run out of time on this match, but Dakota, you get to work with him in the room. There's lots of teaching points right there. Jacob has shown he's got some offensive moves and able to counter.
Yeah, definitely. Starting tomorrow, we'll definitely get in there and work with him on some of the stuff that he needs to be doing. I mean, he had a lot of like defensive moves that he could have done there that turned those into offensive points.
A couple of matches remaining here in the upper weights. We've got 220-pounder Carter Isley takes the mat. He's going to be going up against Brett Scott. And Isley weighed in today at 195, but I got to say that Scott's going to be a serious underdog here, Dakota.
Yeah, definitely. Carter Isley's a bigger boy, and this Fairfield, Brett Scott, he's looks like a decent wrestler, but I don't know if he's going to be for Carter.
Well, Carter Isley will make the best wrestlers look pretty weak.
Yeah.
Well, a nice double-leg combination there for Carter Isley. Takes him down at the edge of the mat. They go out of bounds. It's 2-0 for Carter Isley. In a wonderful match being brought to you tonight by Hy-Vee and Lathrop Construction here. It's Albia versus Fairfield. The team score shows Albia on top by the 45-9 margin. 45 for the Blue Demons, 9 for the Trojans. With 220-pounders competing, it's Carter Isley for Albia against Brett Scott from Fairfield. Isley with first period takedown leads 2-0 as we count through the first 40 seconds of this match. Now Isley on top, tries to bar the arm. Puts the half Nelson in on the left side. That's not there. Goes over to the right side. Good job there by Brett Scott from Fairfield. Using hand control to keep the pinning combination away. Now Carter's just going to cut him. Cuts him. It does not get enough separation. There's the escape. And it's 2-1 with 57 seconds to go. Carter Isley with the quick double leg. He's going to cut him again. That's 4-1. If you're keeping track at home, there's a double leg again for Carter, but they're out of bounds. And that's probably the wrong call.
It's been consistent.
But it's calling them off the mat when they're still on the mat.
We need some line stretchers because we've had too much action right at the edge of the mat.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
okay, here's a double leg for Carter Isley. He goes straight up top, gets the half Nelson put in, and the pin with 1 minute, 12 seconds gone. Carter Isley with the pin, 51-9, your team score.
I'm walking behind the bench, and I look over at Slater, and he's got a shiner underneath his eye, and I said, where'd that come from?
Where did it?
He pointed to man-child.
Okay, I see Trevor.
Lucky he has both eyes.
Trevor Blackford comes out at the 285-pound weight class, and I'm uncertain who his opponent's going to be. Let's see if we can hear the PA announcer. Did not get that, but it's a wounded warrior for the Fairfield Trojans. A heavily left shoulder bandage.
He just needs Bryce's face mask.
Oh, but man, that gets quick. Comes in, takes down Trevor Blackford with only 9 seconds gone. They're out of bounds. 2-0 the score for Fairfield in this one-sided contest that featured so far 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Blue Demon. Excuse me, 6 Blue Demon pins. So Blue Demons racking up big wins here against Fairfield. Off the whistle. First move for Blackford is a little scoot out. Nice job there.
Trevor got turned to his back here. He's going to try to fight.
Yep. Trevor just couldn't quite get out of that one. Those big boys, that's hard to do. So we're going to flip the lineup here and go to the 106-pounders with a 51-15 score.
I like the quickness of these little guys coming out here.
Coming out on the mat now, we got Little Storm Little.
He's Little Storm a competitor. Little. Kid looks about like I did when I was a freshman in high school. I weighed 85 pounds, and you probably put Storm's singlet on me, and that's about half what I weigh now.
You're not very big now, buddy.
Took 30 years to do it, but I got that last 85 pounds.
Storm in here with a good double leg shot. If he keeps his hips under him, he can turn it into two.
Well, he needs to go to a single here with his head on the inside, and boy, he does. Now he's, a little scramble there, and now Storm's got a front headlock in on his opponent, Dallas Peebler, from Fairfield. So Storm Little, giving up quite a few pounds at the 106-pound weight class. He'll grow, though, folks. He'll grow, but he is working hard in that front headlock. Now Peebler gets in on his own single leg. Storm tries to throw, but just a few too many pounds. Hey, and here's Storm Little. If he could just use that right arm as a lever. But the head comes out, and Peebler gets the two-point takedown, and Storm Little is down by the 2-0 margin. 1 minute gone here in the first period. Storm Little for the Albion Blue Demons competing at 106 pounds. Ooh, and now Peebler rolls him up with a half Nelson, and Storm Little trying to bridge his way off of his back. 50 seconds to go in this one, folks. Peebler.
Storm doing a good job fighting on his back here. He's not giving up real easy.
Yeah, just don't give up the pin here. Get back to your feet, and then.
Well, there's still plenty of time left here for Peebler, and he's got that chest-to-chest reverse half working for him right now. And Storm Little, folks, bridging with his neck, keeping his shoulders off the mat, and just doing a yeoman's job as a scrappy 106-pound competitor here in the first period against Peebler from Fairfield. And just if he can keep from getting pinned, it'll be an absolute accomplishment.
He's doing a good job. He's getting a little help from Peebler.
You heard the crowd roar. There's a three-point near fall for Peebler, but Storm Little is on his stomach, got off his back, and, wow, what a great bridge there.
Yeah, definitely. Storm Little did a very good job of fighting off his back there, not just giving up when he had 40 seconds left on the clock and a very tight move on his back. He did a very good job.
Be a great story if Storm Little could storm back here in the final 4 minutes of this match and make something happen. He takes a neutral position, thinks he likes something that he saw when he had that front headlock in on Peebler from Fairfield. Wrestlers on their feet in the neutral position now. A 5-0 score. Big 5-point move there for Peebler to start this thing. Storm Little ties up. Now he tries to unhook. Underhook there, and an attempted throw there by Peebler, and a just kind of a sinking hip takedown there for Peebler. Looked like Storm was going to try to throw him and just didn't quite have enough momentum with the bigger wrestler.
No, Storm's a little guy. I mean, that upper body stuff's going to be kind of tough.
There's
a
cradle being applied by Peebler now. Gets the shoulders to the mat, but not long enough to get the back points. Oh, now a half Nelson by Peebler, and Storm Little getting rolled over, and with 1:09, back points being counted for Fairfield. There's Storm Little. He fought for over 1 minute in the first period to keep from getting pinned. Finds himself in a similar situation here in the second period. 55 seconds to go here, folks. Storm Little, 106-pounder for Albia, fighting for the match to continue. It'll be a three-point near fall if Storm Little can get off of his back. And great job there by Storm Little with that bridge. Bridging off his back, but boy, he might be running out of gas now, Dakota.
Yeah,
it's been a long time on his back. And he needs to somehow use that bridge to.
He needs to thread that arm through like he's doing. He threaded that arm through perfectly and got off his back once again.
Hard crossface now in there by Peebler. He leads 10-0, trying to turn that hard crossface into a butcher. Storm Little gets hand control now, gets to his base. He trails 10-0, but he's still fighting. 10 seconds to go. Storm Little hits a sit-out. Oh, gets a little bit out of position there. Can't quite finish that switch. And we'll go to the third period. The score 10-0. Fairfield on top.
Oh, he has done a great job of fighting off the pin, and now he lives for a final period.
Yeah, definitely. Storm's got a lot of heart. I mean, not being the biggest guy, he's a fighter. He's definitely a fighter.
He's going to be warned for wrapping his arm just a little bit too far around the waist of his opponent to start this third period.
Good job.
It's Pieber from Fairfield, takes the down position. Now Storm, he knows he's behind. He's going to try to lock up a cradle, an inside cradle. Gets a little bit out of position, a little bit high. Gives up the reversal. It looks like he's going to give it up anyway. And there is the reversal. So it's 12-0. And then Pieber stayed right on top and gets chest-to-chest with a reverse half now. And Storm, if he does fight his way off his back, is going to have a tech fall situation to... but he's squarely on his back now, folks. It's going to be tough. With a minute 25 to go, Storm Little needs to thread those arms through again and bridge. Come on, Storm Little. He's a fighter, folks. He's a fighter.
Oh, nice
he's
job.
Fighting off of his back. And a really good job there by Pieber, not letting him off of his back. Yeah. And now Peebler's got
a little tighter here.
He's got her a little bit tighter. Yeah. Pins him. Call that pin in 4 minutes and 56 seconds. Your final score, it's Fairfield 21, Albia 51. So nice job there by Storm Little. That was a fun match to watch. Fun to see that competition continue.
Some really good learning and teaching moments there for Storm. One, never give up and learning how to fight off your back there.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, not necessarily in this situation, but that tech fall fighting off your back there, that's a point for teams.
That's right.
Storm's definitely doing the right stuff.
Well, want to thank Bluff Creek Archery as this Albia squad extends to an undefeated evening of 2-0. Some other sponsors, Community First Credit Union, Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home. Want to thank Chris Knowles, Joe Knowles, Todd Ryan, Kevin Griffin, all the great folks at Quality Ag with service for all your agronomy and feed needs. You've got Summers Insurance. Jason Summers there on the north side of the square in Albia. He provides the health insurance for those of us on Quality Ag. Also, Dewey Motors and People State Bank.
Our friends at Albia Motor Company, First Iowa State Bank, and how fortunate we'd have locally owned banks and locally owned car dealerships. And not only can you buy a nice new car or used car here in town, you can get them financed here in town. Hy-Vee, Lathrop Construction, Titan Machinery, and Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. 50 years, guys.
50 years. And let's recap this this last duel. It was Albia against Fairfield. Kyle Sennett opened up the scoring for Albia at 113 pounds. He got the pin. At 120, we had a double forfeit. No points awarded there. And then Shadow Leshen took the mat at 126. He got the big pin.
After Shadow got done, Bryce went out and got a pin. Blake Lawless with a forfeit. Caleb White with a...
Caleb got the forfeit as well. That ran the score to 30-0. Albia wasn't done scoring yet, though. On their way to 45 unanswered points, you had
Eric Plate
pick up a forfeit. Caleb White with a pin. Griffin Osing with an impressive 6-2 win. And then it was Brett Leshen with the pin.
Zach Armstrong had come out, and he's a tough wrestler. He got pinned, but he didn't go down without a fight.
Carter Isley, he was there at 220.
Jacob West come in
there. Jacob West, yeah.
Jacob West wrestled that 195 match.
Got beat 11-18 in an exciting match.
And then Carter come out with a pin. And
Trevor Blackford
got pinned.
At 285.
Storm Little come out and got pinned, made the final score
51-21.
Yep.
So with that, we will take a little break here, folks. The next matches is going to be Albia against Oskaloosa on this historic, memorable night. And, you know, Coach Morden in the house tonight, the Blue Demon fifth wrestling coach they've ever had, Dave Winger, guiding his team to a couple of impressive wins early on.
I think the key ingredient, you just mentioned something, 50 years of Albia wrestling, only five coaches. If you're going to build a tradition and build program like we've built here at Albia, you have to have consistency. And you look up and down the guys that have been a part of that. That may be the underlying storyline for why we've been so successful here at Albion.
All right, we'll send it back to the studio. We'll probably be back, folks, in about 6 or 7 minutes. We'll bring you Albion versus Oskaloosa next. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy this broadcast of live wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. We'll be right back.